The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, Buzz.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Bachelor After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We got a full house tonight. So excited to be here. Guys, my name is Jeff Graham. I can't wait to talk about tonight's episode. We're joined by some familiar faces and some new faces, which is really exciting. I'm going to start with our newbie on the panel, Jim Alexander.
Hey, what's going on? People see me on Wrestling Talk, but Bachelor's in my heart.
I love it. I got to say, I produce here as well, and I've known Jim as a wrestling guy. So yeah. I was surprised to hear when you were a Bachelor stan.
I'm all about Bachelor,
so
man. I've been for years.
Kind of quizzed you when you came in, and yeah. You nailed it.
I've been watching this since Juan Pablo. I've got a blog going on, bachelor-universe.com.
So. I love it.
Wow.
Let's go.
Well, good to have you here. And then, of course, Rachel, you're back. Good to see you.
Hey, guys.
And then, Farrah, we're so glad to have you tonight as well.
Hi, guys. I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, round two. We're glad to have you back. And, of course, guys, I can't wait to be here as well. Mike and Christine aren't here tonight. We miss you guys, but they will be back next week. We not only are covering the episode, if this is your guys' first time tuning in, we're an after show for The Bachelor. We cover it every week. We will be covering tonight's episode. In addition to some news, a very steamy commercial dropped last night during the Super Bowl, so we'll go over it during our news. And then we also have, of course, our Tweeting for the Right Reasons, where we give you some of our favorite tweets from Bachelor Nation and some predictions as well. I'm going to cover the episode chronologically. Normally, I kind of break it up into topics, but tonight there was just four major chunks of the episode. We had Maddie's one-on-one, Natasha's one-on-one, Kelsey's one-on-one, and of course that awkward 3-on-1.
So awkward.
But before all that, I'd love to just kind of hear your overall thoughts. Jimbo, let's start with you.
Let's start it.
What were your overall thoughts on tonight's episode?
I think they finally cleaned up some of the disinterested people on the show.
Yeah.
And I really think these are the four kind of unstable but Peter's favorites. They really are. If like I was doing a bracket early on, I would totally see these four that remained at the end. And I think it's really getting down to the land of an unknown. Yeah. Anyone could win at this point. It really is a free-for-all. I'm putting it in on the house, so let's see.
As a longtime Bachelor fan, yeah. Jim, how do you feel about this season overall? What's your take on this
one? I think
one?
Peter's been at the background, right? Yeah. It's not about Peter. It's about these women kind of just getting through each other. Yeah. It's really been so much cattiness. I feel like they always develop friendships. I haven't seen many friendships on this season. There's no one that's like a team together. Everyone's just for themselves and going at it. So whoever survives the fittest, you know, the battle to the end. It's like Hunger Games of Bachelor.
Totally. Rach, what do you think about tonight?
I was excited to see more relationships. Like, they went in more in depth into the relationship. So I was really excited to see Madison's relationship. I've seen Kelsey, so that one did go a little more in depth tonight. But yeah, we just got more of the nitty gritty and the meat, and we got to see these relationships really evolve.
Finally.
Because I'm finally excited to see where I can actually see a winner at the end of this now.
Totally. Fair.
You guys, I think the final four really speaks volumes as to the quality and kind Ooh. Of girl that Peter is interested in.
I don't disagree.
Dang.
We're going to get it wrong with that.
That's such like, that. I love that take, Farrah. I can't wait to get more.
Leave it at that.
Leave it at that. Drop the ball. yeah, you know, what surprised me tonight was Kelsey's evolving into a very interesting character on this show. Mm-hmm. When we think about Champagne Gate Kelsey and how far she's come, is this the greatest come up, the greatest turnaround for a Bachelor contestant ever in this franchise? When you think from day one to now?
Well, yes and no. I feel like we've seen this side of Kelsey.
A little
when
bit.
When she's sober,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There are two distinct characters with Kelsey. There's the sober Kelsey, who's like stable and well-rounded and a pretty cool chick.
And likable. Yeah.
Very likable. And then there's the inebriated Kelsey, which unfortunately is a little different,
she's
right?
a little bit unpredictable.
Yes.
You mentioned how there's not many friendships, Jim. I've been surprised.
What about her and Hannah, though?
Like, I know, it's
when
crazy.
When are they friends? What happened there?
What happened?
They're fighting over champagne. Now they're buddies, you know, and laying in bed together, chatting. Like, give them the champagne together to share it.
You're right. They need to toast.
Yeah.
They need to
toast again. This new friendship.
All the scenes seem to go to Kelsey and Hannah Ann. I'm like, wait, when did this happen?
Well,
we need more background information.
We need more, because it's not even like they're cordial. They're like, when when Hannah Ann came back from the 3-on-1,
she bachelor hopped
Hannah Ann.
Yes.
I was like, whoa.
Oh, wow. They've developed a friendship.
It's really, it actually makes me think positively of both of them.
Yeah.
I'm like, they both got through this.
Yes.
You know?
I just wish we got to see a resolution. We didn't get to see anything,
I know,
right?
I wish.
Did you guys feel, though, that Kelsey was going to get let go? When that whole drama was happening with the champagne, I felt like she was so close to being sent home.
Oh, yeah.
I
know.
Like, I almost thought she lucked out by getting through that whole fiasco and still getting the rose. Because I thought
Finasco?
She was...
I think it was a bit of a
But... like, it's amazing to see that she's still around at this point after all that.
I know. I totally agree with you, Jim. I thought she was going home that night, but she's having a good run.
Hey, well, she's drama, so of course she's staying around.
Oh, my gosh.
She's good television, you guys.
Well, let's not talk about drama, because we're going to talk about Madison's one-on-one. There was some drama, but not actually about the other girls. Mm-hmm. It was about Madison's kind of own personal decisions and convictions. Let's quickly talk about just their chemistry walking through the city. Classic walking through a city, right? This is classic Bachelor.
Totally. Yes.
We got to see some fishing. We got to see some making out on a boat. But really, the real meat of the night happened during the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, how did you feel about Madison and Peter's kind of intimate, I'm going to be vulnerable with you moment during the one-on-one?
I really, really enjoyed it. I relate a lot to Madison because I come from a Christian background, raised mm-hmm. in South Carolina. And then I also can relate with Peter when he's talking about, I don't feel like I have the best relationship with God and mm-hmm. that he struggles with that. And that's something that I personally have struggled with too in my life, not feeling as close. So mm-hmm. I really enjoyed this conversation. This is something very important to have at this stage, and the way that she handled it and the way that he handled it and took it. I just thought it spoke volumes in the relationship, and the chemistry was on fire. And I think that they're laying the groundwork for a very successful relationship.
Or the downfall of it. Because when you look at Peter, he had that pause. That dude took like 10 minutes of like wide-eyed, like, uh-oh, when she asked him. Like, he was not present. And then they cut back to him. The thing is, what we're seeing next week with the previews of her being a virgin, I think that could be... this dude's all about it, man. He's just getting kisses left and right.
Yeah, four times.
You know, we're going to talk about the promo and all. I don't think this is a guy that's going to be committing to a virgin.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the ultimate downfall. That's going to be the shocker of next week, too, when he gets that revelation.
You know how people, they always want to... I feel like Peter, because he said, he goes, I want to be stronger in my faith. I want this. I want that. So I think that he views Madison as somebody that can make him a better person.
I agree.
So... it's going to be a decision whether or not he wants to take that jump or take that leap,
yeah.
or he wants to take a safer bet.
I actually agree with both of you. Where I disagree with you, Jim, you said I don't think he's ready to commit to someone who's a virgin. I think he's ready to commit to her, but I don't think she's probably ready to commit to him. I'm pretty sure...
well, what if she sees him messing around with other girls overnights?
Yeah.
I think that might be... end it for her there. I don't know if she can get through that.
That's what I think. I think
so. That's another thing.
He'd be ready to commit with her unless she has stipulations that he's not ready to meet. Right?
She's serious about it. Correct. She's legit about it. It's not like she's, you know, just kind of mentioning, like, she's going to hold firm to that. No question, I think, of anyone.
It's going
to
be brutal TV when all that comes
out.
It's going to be good TV, but hard to watch, I think. Farrah, do you feel like the connection is threatened now that Madison's opened up about her faith?
Unfortunately, yes. I think religion is a big part of, you know, everyone's life,
mm-hmm.
in that everyone has different values, right? Naturally. And it's going to be a big change for him. And it's going to come down to, am I going to be willing to make these changes for this woman? And I think that's a big decision to make.
I think I'm just so hopeful that something like this, like a fairy tale, can happen.
You love Madison. You're just like Team Madison.
I'm obsessed with Madison. I think she's so amazing. So, like, in my head, I have this fairy tale of them two riding off into the sunset and making little Christian babies and having this beautiful little life in Auburn.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to keep thinking that, but, you know.
Or not.
Or might not. I don't know. But religion is a very touchy subject, and as we've seen in the past. So
no question.
I understand.
Well, the thing I really appreciated about the way ABC produced this is no one was shamed for who they were.
No.
You know, like, mm-hmm. Madison felt the space to share who she was.
Mm-hmm.
To Kelsey's credit, she was saying during her in the moment, you know, I know that Madison's really religious, and I don't know whether or not Peter's going to go for that. All respect to her. You know, I feel like there's versions of this where cattiness comes out. At least we haven't seen it yet. So I want to applaud the producers and everyone on the show for respecting.
That's a rare thing to do. I know. Yes. So, wow, congrats there.
Totally. We also do have the chat here tonight. So if you guys are listening on the podcast, I want to let you know quickly that we go live immediately after the East Coast broadcast of this show. Tonight we have Yash in the chat. Good to see you. Yash is wondering if Peter is Muslim. I don't think Peter is Muslim.
I think he said that he was raised in a Christian household.
Yes. Yeah, he did.
Yes.
We also have Joseph Boza saying he's not religious. He's in seventh heaven. That Maddie's a virgin. A lot of men want to blank. Bella Hang says, yes, Peter has seen his dad comfort his mom all his life, and that's what he wants. Interesting. The chat's talking about whether or not, because his mom is so emotional, that's why he's attracted to emotional women.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, I don't know who said that. Oh, here we go. It was Roseanne Velasquez. Roseanne, good to see you. Anyway, tons of people in the chat. We love what you guys have to say. And if you are a fan of our show, quickly, it does help if you guys like this video. I'm going to quickly ask that you guys do that. Jay Jobs, you're always shouting out to like. What that does, liking our video, is it bumps up our searchability. Mm-hmm. And you guys know we bring this to you for free because we love it. So we ask that if you guys give us that thumbs up, it really, really helps us. And it's pretty easy for you guys to do that. So we ask that you do that. And subscribe to the podcast. Give us those 5 stars. I've been checking for reviews, and we will read them on air if we see them. So we love you guys. We're AfterBuzz TV. We're the ESPN of TV talk, and we keep bringing you this content because we love it. Okay, we're going to move on to Natasha. Did Natasha ever have a shot, Farrah? What do you think?
Poor girl. I was just like, the entire date was so awkward, and you can tell that there just wasn't a connection there, and I just felt so bad for her. I was like, can you, like, not stretch it? Can you just, like, end it and cut the cord and let the poor girl go? I felt bad for her.
Brutal.
Yeah. They were definitely lingering it, like, on and on and on, and at the end when he did his little confessional, or was it ITM?
Yeah.
And he goes, I just feel like it's more of a friendship. I'm like, yes, Peter, we know. We've been knowing this for a very long time.
Yeah.
And she's got, you know, Natasha is hilarious, and she's got a great head on her shoulders. So clearly she's not the one for Peter. Head on shoulders.
They had fun dancing, right? That's something, I guess.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, I have so much fun with her. It didn't appear like it when it came down. I think that decision's been made for weeks. It's like sometimes someone just hangs around as like an informant. I felt like she was someone that kind of put him in his place and gave him perspective because she wasn't afraid to speak up to him, you know, when all the drama was going on. So I think he respected her for that, kind of being the watchful eye for him when things were crazy. But now that he maybe doesn't need it, that it's the numbers went down, it's like, oh, yep. Thanks for your contributions, but bye,
it's
Natasha.
You brought that up, Jim, because on our panels, actually had a theory that she's a producer plant. She used to work for HBO, which is a subsidiary of Warner.
Interesting.
Yeah, she was a production coordinator at HBO.
And she seems very, like, cool, calm, and collected. Too much to be on this show.
Yeah, totally. Very much so.
She was very just, like, mature in how she handled everything. She wasn't afraid to speak out to him. Like, she was very different, you know? She didn't seem like a typical Bachelor girl.
Yeah, it's interesting because the downfall, if you're a girl and Peter says he respects you, you know you're going
game
home.
Over.
Peter wants to make out with you. He doesn't, I hate to say it this way, and I don't know, kind of, maybe there's some toxic masculinity veiled in this, but Peter doesn't want to be with the girls he respects. If he says, I respect you, I think you're smart, that's a sure sign you're going home.
Yes.
He said it to Natasha. He said it to Kelly.
Yes.
He kind of wants more needy girls that want to cry in his arms versus girls who think for themselves. I hate to say it that
the
way.
The hero. But, the pilot hero.
Yeah. He wants to be the hero.
He doesn't really want girls who think for themselves too much, is
and
what
to
I've known.
My initial point,
yeah.
The two girls that were let go today were the strongest of the bunch.
Yes.
Right? They were the most level-headed. They have their things together, and
it's interesting. I don't know. I don't want to call Peter out, but I've noticed it with both Kelly and Natasha.
Yeah.
Any other Natasha thoughts? I mean, there's not a ton more to speak on here, right?
No.
Okay, well, in that case.
The watchful eye is gone.
The watchful eye.
Yeah.
She's the aunt. Wait, do any of you guys watch Handmaid's Tale? What's her name?
No.
Well, if any of you guys watch Handmaid's Tale, I'm thinking she's like the eye. There's like something like the Eye of Gilead. I watched season one and I haven't in a while, but it's a good show. Okay, let's go ahead and talk about Kelsey's one-on-one. I gotta say, guys, Kelsey's grown on me a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Farrah, what do you think?
No, again, I like her. I think she's great when she's sober. She's very...
when she's sober.
No, you're right.
It's true. I mean,
But that's a factor, though. That is a factor going forward.
It's unfortunate, but we have seen two sides of her. I love her when she's not drunk. But unfortunately, there is another side to her when she is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I have grown. She's got the biggest glow up I've ever seen. You know, she's from where she's come from. I do agree with you, you know, when she drinks, you know, a different side of her comes out. But a different side comes out of normally everybody when they drink. But I love Kelsey. But I definitely, I agree with you, Jeff. I do think that she's more into him than he might be into her.
Mm-hmm.
So. No question. Plus, they just don't produce girls like that in Iowa, like Kelsey. She's a one-of-a-kind gem in that sense. But the thing about Kelsey...
To all our Iowa listeners, I want to apologize for anyone in Iowa who's listening.
Oh, well, yeah. Three people. But the thing about Kelsey, I actually appreciate her being vulnerable. At least, even if she's, you call it emotional or not, at least you know what she's thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can say of all the girls, she's shown him the most affection and emotion.
Yeah.
Like, genuine. I don't think you're really questioning if she's into him. Like, there's no fakeness about it. She's not putting it on for anything. Mm-hmm. Like, you know that girl's into him. Whether he's into her, that's another question. But I think when you're talking about, maybe she rushed it when she said, oh, I fell in love with you the first time I saw you. Like, slow it down there. But I do feel it's genuine that she's really into him and you can see it.
Yeah. Agree or disagree, Kelsey is the most ready and excited to get married.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's what I'm seeing. I mean, it's interesting. Again, I'm not exactly sure where Peter reads. It seems like he likes her a lot. Mm-hmm. It seems like she's really into him. I mean, yeah.
Is
she lights
too,
up.
Like, does he feel that she's too into him where it's a turnoff to the point where she's almost clingy into him? Because she's been trying. It's been a long road with the champagne, her getting upset over anything, you know, and he's seen these signs along the way. Is it too much to handle to the point
question.
Where it's too much being thrown at him?
I think for some bachelors it would be.
Totally.
I think for him, this is what he's looking for.
He is.
You know,
yes.
He's all in, and he loves, you know, we kind of compared Kelsey and Kelly the other week because they're both older women. In a weird way, they both kind of have a different sort of mature energy than some of, like, the Mykennas. God bless Mykenna, but there's something
about... blogging about it right now.
I know. But I think they're kind of two sides of a coin where, you know, Kelly sort of seems like a more... I want to speak tactfully here, but maybe a little less emotionally needy than Kelsey. Mm. Not that there's anything bad about that, but of the two versions of the more settled down older woman, Peter is looking for a Kelsey. He's not really looking for a Kelly, as we saw tonight. So that's what's so interesting about their dynamic. I mean, it's going to be... Well, let's go ahead and talk about the big conversation the two of them had. Kelsey, it opened up about her family. How did you guys... think she handled that situation with her father? To remind you, her parents are separated. She hadn't seen her father in 10 years. Interestingly, her father left because God told him to. Mm-hmm. So we got two really complicated looks at religion tonight. One of a father, a God-fearing father who really raised his family well, and one of a God-fearing father who used that as an excuse to abandon his family. It's really interesting to kind of position.
Really good point.
Yeah, there that's really interesting.
Got. Yeah.
Do you guys think... So Kelsey decided on her own... to rekindle a relationship with her father, not telling her mom. What do you guys think? Is that the right way to go about it? Is that even our place to say?
Well, mom knows now, okay?
Yeah, I know.
So, secret's out. The thing is, she's a grown woman, right? Mm-hmm. She can do whatever she wants. If she wants to fix her relationship with her father, and I think that's actually, I give her a lot of credit for that, to approach, you know, after 10 years of not having a relationship to reach out. I think that says a lot about her, actually, as an individual, that she's willing to mend fences, that she's not holding grudges to that point, and after all this time, especially if he left her. So I give her credit, and it's her life. You know, she's in charge to do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. It's her life. It's her decisions. If that's what she wants to do, and she doesn't want any outside influence, because, let's face it, our families have a lot of opinions on what we do and how we do it sometimes. So I definitely agree that, you know, that reaching out to her father was the right thing to do. I mean, there's nothing more important in this world than a relationship, you know, with your parents. So she wanted it. She wanted that.
Yeah.
I question why she chose to bring it up on national television, though. Mm. Like, I'm sure that'll be a little bit hurtful for her mother to hear for the first time. So...
Yeah, it's an interesting point. I mean,
that was the way to do it. Maybe that was the subtle way of doing it so she doesn't have to have that conversation with mom, right?
I know. It's just that thing. We're now, you know, 50 million Americans.
Yeah, and the producers probably, you know.
I'm sure the producers.
They kind of were like, let's get this out.
Yeah.
This is a good point.
It's an interesting point you bring up, Farrah. I mean, sometimes the things that people share on this show, you're like, man, I'm sure they really got egged into sharing that, not necessarily realizing the huge implications of what that means. But I actually, again, Kelsey's just rising in the rankings. Like, she's impressing me more and more every episode. Mm-hmm. Personally, she's not really my type. Like, a Kelly's more my type, especially based on who I married. But I don't fault Kelsey for being emotional. I don't fault her. I find her to be, again, when she's not drinking.
Yeah.
That seems to be her, sort of her kryptonite is, but she seems like someone who can grow. I mean, her relationship with Hannah Ann proves that she's come a really long way. And it's interesting, she very nakedly opened up about the fact that she's on Adderall a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And that can be tricky when you mix that with alcohol. Mm-hmm. You know, any kind of psychoactive, whatever you're taking, Xanax, Adderall, anything that you take for good reason, one drink can kind of send you to a place you didn't realize you might go. So I'm not here to diagnose her, but I don't know.
But it's something for Peter definitely to consider. You know what I mean? Like, that could be a real issue for them to get through. You know, if that's a consistent thing. So that's going to be lingering.
Before we talk about the three-on-one, a lot of people are saying Kelsey for Bachelorette. I've been seeing some Natashas for Bachelorette. Let's have a quick conversation. One of these six girls tonight is going to be our Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we like? I mean, who would be interesting to you guys based on what we're seeing?
I think Kelsey would be the most entertaining.
I do, too.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And if they want good television, and you know the producers want good television, that's who they'll probably go with.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my girl Madison, if she doesn't win, I would love to see her as the Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. And with her being a virgin could be another, that's a real big appeal.
Have we had a female virgin series? A virginess?
I don't believe so.
It'd be really interesting.
Because we had the Colton, and then now we could have Madison. So I believe it would be Madison. If not Madison, then I'm for Kelsey as well, because great TV.
Yeah.
Victoria P.
Victoria P. Interesting.
Interesting.
Wait, Jim.
Yeah.
You have 40 seconds to talk about Victoria P, because that is a hot take.
She's a nurse. I thought she was pretty genuine, in a sense, early on when she came onto the show.
Early on.
You know, because she had a lot going on in her life, right? She had a pretty interesting backstory from what I remember. Mm-hmm. There was a lot going on that she had to, I think, raise her sister. So I think that for Bachelor, they love those kind of stories.
That's
it's a story of redemption, someone who had to go through struggles. And, I mean, I liked her. I did. You know, okay. I mean, there's a little bit of controversy around, but I think Victoria P. was kind of my choice. I'm surprised that she's still not around, actually.
But, Jim, the Vegas thing. The Victoria F. Victoria. No, Alea Victoria P.
Yeah, well, I think Alea was a big part of all the mess that was going on there. And I think that put Victoria in a bad light. Because before the Alea thing, I think Victoria was one of the front runners.
She was.
She was, no question. So I think the Alea thing really threw up their friendship or not friendship, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I think Victoria P. is still an underdog in the sense she's a wild card to be a Bachelorette.
I see her in Paradise. I don't see her as
Bachelorette. Yeah, I see her in Paradise.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, she needs to speak her truth. That could be the caption. Watch her speak her truth if they put her as Bachelorette.
Yes.
I think Kelsey would be an interesting Bachelorette, too.
Yeah.
I will say there's something kind of real about her.
Yeah,
totally.
For sure.
You know, like, as much as I might tease her, I feel like I can be emotionally unstable. Like, there's something relatable about someone who seems earnest, authentic, and
well, she's transparent.
She's relatable.
She's very relatable.
Yes, and I'm, you know, if I've had a couple drinks, I definitely can be emotional too. So
yeah,
I'm with you, girl.
Yeah, would love to hear what you guys think. Who's your next Bachelorette? No Natasha Love from us, but she could be interesting.
Mm-hmm. She's a producer, probably, right?
I know,
exactly. Like, hey, I'm changing jobs.
She's cool. She's real.
She's cool. I think we'll probably see her in
Paris. I'll follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about this three-on-one. Have you ever seen three women less excited to be on a three-on-one?
I mean, that was just awkward.
They were going to their funeral. Well, literally for Kelly, right?
Yes.
Jim, how did you feel about... Let's talk about each conversation.
Okay.
Let's first talk about Hannah Ann right away crying to Peter. Good move, bad move, authentic, putting it on. What do you think?
Good move enough to get her a rose, right? Yeah. I think she always is on a back burner. She always lets, like, almost the fight happen, and she stands on the sidelines and watches it kind of thing, and she gets the benefit of it all the time. Because we saw Victoria kind of melt down. We saw Kelly get overconfident. And Hannah just kind of stood on the side, and then we saw her emotions pour out when she got that rose.
Yeah.
I think that was like her like holding it all in and then just released and unleashed. It's been working for her. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think she's confident on the inside that she knows he's really into her, and it gets her through. And I think she actually does believe in their connection, that she doesn't have to put on more or fight for that time. So I think her being on a sideline sort of thing and kind of getting herself by is working for her so far.
Yeah. We saw her in drama in the beginning of this season, and it seemed like she was going to be a little bit of trouble with taking him during other people's time. And
you're right.
Yeah.
A lot of steals.
Yeah, a lot of steals right at the beginning.
Interceptions.
Interceptions, if you will. So maybe this is a little strategic that she started to take the back burner, but... I mean, she's just so young. She's like a little baby, and she's just quintessential bachelor contestant. I mean, she just looks perfect, but
yeah.
With the little notes and why I love you.
Yeah. She's a little uninteresting. I hate to say it that way because she seems nice, but I'm not sure she has enough, maybe, I don't want to say depth, but we'll say dimension. I don't know if she has enough dimension to carry a TV show.
She's safe enough for him, though.
Yeah, I know. Nice. I think they seem to have a long game situation going on. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, Farrah, do you see any real substance in their relationship?
No, I was thinking, I'm like, because she's a pageant girl, I think she's really good at, like, putting on a face.
Yeah.
And because of that, it's, like, not allowing her to kind of create that substance and create that deep relationship. And I think it also has to do with her age. I think she's a little inexperienced and maybe not as capable of getting that deep as maybe some of the other girls.
She's the only one without question marks right now going forward. Kelsey's got, obviously, we're talking about the drinking. We're seeing with Victoria, constant meltdowns. You know, she's not showing much interest in him, always kind of shying away from him. And then we have Madison now with this virginity thing. What does Hannah have? Play is safe. You know, no real question marks about her. She's, like you guys said, kind of the stereotypical bachelor girl in a sense, but it's working for her.
You're right.
So
the thing that's interesting about Hannah Ann, though, is they seem to like each other, but what do you think Peter likes about Hannah Ann?
Her looks.
Obviously, she's a model.
I mean, again, because we haven't seen much in-depth stuff. We haven't seen real gritty conversation between the two of them yet.
Yeah, I can't tell what he really likes about any of them. I mean, I guess with Kelsey, he likes that she is emotional.
She wants him.
You know what he said about Kelsey, which was he likes that she has grace. I thought that was something, you know, concrete about.
Yeah.
He said, I really appreciate that you have the grace to reconcile with your father.
Yeah.
With Maddie, he said, I really appreciate and respect that you have the convictions to stand up on something you believe in. We haven't heard him say anything about Hannah Ann.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not sure there's a ton there. It's really interesting with Hannah Ann. She had a 3.5-year relationship. And a couple weeks ago, she said she's never been in love with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. She's kind of a question mark.
Yeah.
Modeling.
Yeah.
Probably.
I guess,
you know?
Yeah. Hey. I mean, she seems to be really passionate about modeling, but that's kind of tough to...
Do you think that's maybe because that's... I hate to say it, but maybe all she's got going for her?
I don't know. I mean,
she's young. What is she?
Yeah,
she's
I don't really know much about
she's 23,
her.
She's 23, I think.
I know what you mean, Farrah, but I just think it doesn't seem like her and Peter have a ton in common.
No.
Like, honestly, if she were older, I could see her with, like, a Nick Viall. Like, someone who loves influencer game.
Yeah.
And someone who wants to be on TV and do media and, like, promotions and Revolve stuff. And,
but she's also from, what, Tennessee or Knoxville? She's still kind of a small-town girl, in a sense. And you can kind of see in her attitude.
I think she's like a Hannah G. Like, I think she's the small-town girl who actually wants to be modeling for,
know.
But we don't know. There's mystery about
her.
We don't
really know.
There's mystery, I think.
She's friends with Hannah G. So.
I think she's going to leave The Bachelor and just become a big influencer.
She'll be one of them. I do, too.
Yeah.
And a likable one.
For sure.
What do you do?
Yeah. Well, we want to get to know you better, Hannah. And do we believe her tears after she got the rose?
Yeah,
100%. I mean, those are 100%.
Okay, let's talk about... Woof. Let's talk about Victoria. This was not a good look.
Exhausting.
The first thing, she comes in teary and grumpy and says, "You're always in a mood." Peter got pissed.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
It was very obvious. Girl, you're the one in the mood. You're the one all up in your feels. You said earlier, I'm already in a pissed off mood and I'm annoying to be around. You're already saying that. Coming from a girl, I've done this before, where you're like trying to turn it around on the other person because you know you're all up in your feels. You're like, so I just was like, girl, no, stop it. So she annoys me.
Peter was mad.
He was.
Yeah.
But he's into that. He's into a girl that will not... You see, the thing about her and Kelsey, they're polar opposites. Kelsey will give him all the love, and she won't. She'll tease it or give him, like... When he affirms it to her, that's when she gives it back. Mm. But she waits for him to make the first move always. And she's been saying it always, that she, you know, wants him to always give her reassurance and all that. But... I think he kind of likes that. It's like a cat and mouse game. It's a chase, right? With her, it's a chase because he needs to get her to open up all the time, and he always makes the first move. Yep. And then when she opens up, she gives him enough for him to be reeled in.
Crumbs.
And that's what. Point. That's why she's still here. Yeah. She's listen. I think she's might get all the way to the end because she's got this kind of thing over him that he's so suckered into her that he wants the chase with her, and she gives him enough to warrant it.
Yeah, at the end of their conversation, she was like, he was like, you know, our relationship isn't conventional. I've got a lot of reasons to have doubts, but I don't mind a little crazy.
There you go.
I know. I don't mind. He likes crazy. Too. I don't mind a little crazy.
He said, I want to continue this. I just don't know. I don't. That's not a solid foundation for a marriage.
Not at all.
What does he like about her? The drama, right?
She's beautiful, the chase. Too. She's gorgeous.
He likes her in lingerie.
Yeah. He's gotta continue to open. That's his little, you know, project. You know, he's gotta peel back all the layers of her. I'm here for you. I'm here. Here's my hand. I'm gonna help you through this process. Like, it's just,
she makes him try. Yeah. And I don't think the other girls do as much. They come to him. They fight over him. They cry over him. She makes him work. And I think he likes that challenge in a sense that she brings to him.
Well, Jim, you're getting some love in the chat. Hey, Carly Bloom, I've never seen you before, Carly. Good to have you. She says, who's the guy in the panel? He's speaking the truth. He rocks. So, hey. Jim, good to have you.
Yeah. He's still the truth, right?
The opposite of Victoria F. is Kelly, right? She's grounded. She's just
so
having
grounded.
Fun. That was her kryptonite, was to have fun on the show. Peter didn't want a girl having fun.
I mean, if you want to have a normal, stable relationship... Kelly's the girl to go with.
I guess, yeah.
Right?
Stable? Like, is it going to be stable, or do you have to live up to her standard? Because I think it'd be a nightmare to be dating Kelly and be in a relationship. I mean, she's a Chicago girl. I'm from Chicago. I love my people, but not Kelly. Because here's the thing. She's obviously very accomplished. She's 27, and she's a lawyer. She's got a family practice. Like, she's accomplished way more so than all these other women. But I feel she's got an arrogance about her where you live up to her standards, and if you don't live up to him, like, she even questioned, like, what are you doing with your life? He's a damn pilot. He's doing pretty well. It's not like he's working at a grocery store. It's not that it's bad, but still, like, her expectations are way too high, and I think she's one of those that where you need to pamper her, where you need to do things in her. She's running the show, and you need to do things that Kelly wants, and that would be miserable and exhausting. Bye, Kelly.
I haven't seen any example.
Hot take. I don't agree.
I disagree.
But that's
with
okay.
You.
I will be honest with you. I do agree with you slightly. I see Peter with a fun. When she talks about fun, I feel like I haven't seen a really fun side of Kelly. I haven't seen a sense of humor. I haven't gone hearty har har ha 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 with anything that she has said.
Yeah. It's true.
So when she talks about fun, I'm like, girl, but you.
But the grandma stuff during the telling
that
the
was funny. I don't find her funny. Mm-hmm.
No,
so
I like that.
I agree with you on that sense that I just don't know how much fun she would be in a relationship.
It'd be like a court case all at home all the time.
But I do like her, and I like how stable and grounded she is, and I like that she calls him out on his BS, and I like that she said, I'm annoyed because I'm going on a date with two children. And I was like, no lies detected there.
No, I mean, she had valid points tonight, you guys. We can't argue the things she said.
Do you think she called him out, though, because she doesn't care enough about him? I felt like she, in this entire show, she never cared if she's going home or not. Like, it didn't mean much to her to leave. Like, she had the least to lose here. She just kind of came on for the heck of it. She has nothing to gain. She doesn't need social media. She's accomplished. So for her, she didn't care enough to even stay on the show. So she was like, oh, whatever, I'm going. Cool.
I hear that argument a little bit. I think I like Kelly more than you do, which is fine. We're allowed to disagree. Right. That's why we're here. But fair point. Love everyone's takes on Kelly. I don't think this is the last we'll see of her. So
you don't? You mean you think she'll be on Paradise?
I could see her sneaking. Yeah.
Hopefully, you don't need her as a lawyer. I mean, then you're in trouble.
Yeah. Jim, you've made clear how you feel about Kelly.
We get it.
Let's get into some very, very quick news.
Okay. AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, well, during the Oscars last night, we saw the premiere of a new Bachelor commercial with Peter Weber, kind of spoofing off of a scene from The Ghost.
Just Ghost,
sorry about that.
That's okay.
Ghost. And Bachelor fans mixed reviews here.
Mixed reviews.
I personally thought I actually didn't watch it with sound. I watched it muted. And when I watched it, I was very confused. There were hands coming from everywhere, and I didn't like it.
Bachelor content makes me feel old because I'm like, this is inappropriate. I'm like, wait a minute.
Erotic.
I know. It's sometimes, I thought it was a little skeevy. Did you guys see the promo?
Yeah, I saw it.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
You liked it?
Yeah, oh, I remember good. The movie, and I loved the movie, and I liked that it was kind of like paying homage.
Well, it's right on brand with Peter, right?
I guess so.
I mean, the kissing Peter right there. He's got hands all over him, and then Whoopi Goldberg's popping in there. That was the funny part.
Well, let's know in the comments what you guys thought of the promo. I'd be super curious to hear what you guys say. Very quickly, we each have a tweet. This is our Tweeting for the Right Reasons segment. As you guys know, Bachelor Nation is just constantly hilarious. Oh, this is dope.
Wow, what is this?
Quick shout out to our producer, Vito. Vito, I love
this. Wow, Vito.
All right, we're starting with mine. Can you just make it a little bigger? Is that possible? My eyes aren't great. Okay, it's a tweet from, ironically, from Kelly. It says, if Kelsey can go from this to hometowns, you can make it through this work week.
Aww. Yes.
And then they take a photo of Champagne Gate.
Truth.
God bless Kelsey.
That's my tweet, trying to find Peter and Natasha's chemistry. It's just not there.
It's the confused Julia Robert meme for our podcast listeners.
Okay, this is mine because I'm so passionate about this. Victoria F., you're always in a mood. Victoria F. also. Okay.
Just, that is a mood, right?
That is a mood.
All right, Jim.
Hey, we can't pick a winner, so maybe Hannah Brown can make a return. But then there's the virgin factor. She could take it all, or maybe Hannah shocks us. There's something going to happen, right? We saw so much drama with the previews.
Yes.
There's some kind of return or whatnot. Maybe it's Hannah.
She's coming back. All right, we got to get out of here. But as you guys go, I want to hear your prediction for next season's Bachelorette. Starting with you, Jim.
Oh, I Victoria P.
And where can they find you online, man?
Oh, you can find me at the Jim Alexander on all social media. I'm on the Raw After Show right after this.
So. I love it. So you're calling Victoria P.
Yeah, I'm calling Victoria P. A wild card.
Jim,
sleeper.
I love you, but you're wrong. I'm sorry. That's not happening.
We'll see.
Rachel.
All right, my prediction is Madison. And you can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler or on Twitter at Rachie Swin.
My prediction is between Madison or Kelsey. Mm-hmm. And you guys can find me on Instagram at Farah_Nas_B.
I'm going to say Madison as well. Wow. And you guys can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham. I also do daily news updates for The Bachelor that you can find on our sister channel, AfterBuzz TV Reality. So check those out. We'll be back next week, guys. Christina and Mike will be back. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.